It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Invention and New Product Expo is in Pittsburgh this week. Inventors who may have come up with the next big thing have a chance to take their products to the next level. And here to look at the business of invention is contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, good to see you as always. Nice. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. And we just heard from an amazing inventor, didn't we? So you see, they are in our midst everywhere around Pittsburgh. Inventors.
They are indeed. And let's talk a little about the business of inventions from a macro perspective.
When you think about inventions and technology, really, the inventions and technology that we are just accustomed to now have helped develop some of the biggest businesses that really exist in our country. For example, the railroad industry was able to grow because of things like cheap steel, the invention of the Bessemer process, new technologies like refrigerator cars, the air brakes, the telegraph. And as you move forward, you think about business technologies making it easier for companies to get even bigger. Things like, of course, the typewriter, and then telephones where people could talk to each other within companies. So we're going back to the very basics of inventions, and that's really what I'm looking at here. A great saying that we came across was one that Agatha Christie, who's an author, says. She said, I don't think that inventions are the mother of necessity, because people say, you know, invention, right? The invention, she said, really arise directly from idleness, possibly from laziness, to save oneself trouble. And I think that's really true. When you look at people who invent things, like this gentleman we just heard, people invent things because they have to solve a problem.
Right. And which makes it the mother of necessity, the mother of invention.
Yes,
but so I disagree with Agatha.
I do too, but there you go. Agatha Christie does not agree with you. So
Yes. Well, that's fine. If she wants, she's welcome to her opinion. She's a great writer.
She is.
A lot of great inventors have come from Pittsburgh. There are tons of them, and you have a list of, you know, at least some of them. Yeah. I mean, we would take the rest of the show to talk about all of them.
It would, maybe for a few days. But when you look at Myron Cope, and we have to talk about him,
sure.
Right? Okay, he did what, Paul? Let's tell everyone.
I think it's a little thing called the terrible towel.
Yes, the terrible towel. The background was that what happened, he needed a way to excite the fans during the 1975 playoff game against the Baltimore Colts. So he urged fans to take yellow dish towels and wave them throughout the game, and the rest truly is history. So,
and he made millions. Donated it all to charity.
Yes, he did, which I think is quite admirable. We look at George Blaisdell, who invented the first Zippo lighter, and he was from Western Pennsylvania. How about George Ferris, the
Ferris wheel?
Yes, you got it.
My
absolutely.
Goodness.
He built the first one. He was a bridge builder from Pittsburgh, and he built the first one for the 1893 World's Fair. Robert Fulton, who was the son of Irish immigrants, and he was born in Lancaster. He later moved to Western Pennsylvania, and he brought a lot of steamboats and commercial successes having to do with inland waterways, a steam warship, and a submarine. Jonas Salk. Okay.
Polio vaccine.
You got it. Sure. University of Pittsburgh. Huge. And, of course, George Westinghouse. I mean, think of all the things that Westinghouse was responsible for. He had 59 companies. He started Westinghouse Electric, all the technologies, all the inventions. And we can't forget about Heinz ketchup, can we?
No.
No, we cannot.
Who can?
You cannot.
Anticipation.
Right.
The commercial.
And those are just a few.
Well, and George Westinghouse had, I was just hearing about his home, which is no longer standing, one of his homes. And it was in Point Breeze, and he had oil derricks on the property because
really?
He had to power things for the, you know, that he was doing in the house for inventions. And so
can you imagine living in that house? Wow.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
It really would be.
Really cool. We're talking with Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. She is our business contributor. And currently in Pittsburgh, we have an innovation culture. So what are you seeing out there?
There's so much going on, from technology to robotics to basic regular innovation and invention. So when you think of things like Four Moms, the company, they invented the Mamaroo infant swing that swings and rocks the way that moms do. They also are the creators of Origami, which is the world's first power folding stroller. And a lot of what they build is technology based on robotics. There's a woman named Andrea Zabinski. She invented an idea which became VentNew, and it's a multi-purpose bowl that allows you to prep, strain, serve, and store all in one elegant container. So another type of invention. And we're looking at also some inventions here in Pittsburgh helping to increase high-performance, high-quality 3D scanners at a fraction of the cost. And certainly so many inventions and patents are coming out of our universities every day. It's quite remarkable.
And what are the laws related to patents?
When you look at laws related to patents, and that could be a show that we would talk about literally for days. The Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh has been a patent and trademark depository library since 1902 and one of over 80 in the country. And they're libraries that are designated by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to make patent and trademark materials readily accessible. The basic rules were first to file and first to invent, which are legal concepts that define the right of who is granted the patent for an invention. And the first to file system is what's used in most countries, including the United States, which then switched to the first inventor to file system on March 16th, 2013. My recommendation certainly is, as you are starting to invent all the products that you need to have, it's really important to consult with legal people who do this every day because it can be really confusing. So are you first to use it, first to invent it, first to apply it for the patent? It can get complicated, but it shouldn't deter you from starting and patenting something.
And where do you go if you have an idea that you think is patentable?
Well, there's a couple of things I want to make sure that everybody knows about. There's this great exhibit that's happening this week, INPEX, which is the Invent and Help and Invention and New Product Expo, which is at the David Lawrence Convention Center, June 18th through the 20th. It's one of the largest in the world, and it showcases new inventions and new products. There's Invention Land, which is located here, which is actually a place where people can go and get help with their inventions. There's Edison Nation, which is a leading online community, which is another place that you can go. And we
Edison
also
Edison Nation.
Edison, like, don't you love that?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I think that's really great too. And there's also we actually had a listener who a while ago sent us some information about a club that he has started for inventors here in Pittsburgh. So that's available as well. So there is so much going on out here that you can actually take advantage of and keep creating according to what your needs are.
Rebecca Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University and our business contributor, joining us to talk about the business of invention, and the big product expo is in Pittsburgh this week. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us. As always, we appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to see you, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Tomorrow on the program, our monthly visit with Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto, as we cover some important topics. And we thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.